Prime Minister responds to questions regarding the purchase of the Orange Grove property in Trelawney by the NHT, and government allocates $75 million to assist vulnerable persons. All this and more in today's edition of House Matters. Stay with us. All documents and correspondence requested by the Auditor General and the Contractor General regarding the purchase of the Orange Grove property in North Trelawney by the National Housing Trust, the NHT, will be provided. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. She was responding to questions by Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, on the purchase of the property by the NHT. Mrs. Simpson Miller also told the lower house that the full expenditure for purchase of the buildings, including a 300-year-old great house and land, chattels and associated costs in relation to the Orange Grove property is $208,256,713.
This includes the March 15, 2013 purchase by the NHT from Capital and Credit Merchant Bank for $180 million Orange Grove in Trelawney, comprising of 9.12 acres of land and at least 16 buildings, including the 300-year-old Great House, where the Outermany Experience operated.
Mrs. Simpson Miller informed that the cost for the land was $12.74 million, pointing out that Capital and Credit Merchant Bank was a vendor acting under its powers of sale.
The total sum includes the July 2014 purchase by the National Housing Trust of chattels and equipment from Mr. Leonard White for the sum of $2,112,885.
In addition to the purchase price indicated, the NHT has spent $25,259,958 for the maintenance and administration of the property, costs associated with the purchase of the land, such as valuation report, legal fees, and stamp duty insurance and property tax. The government has earmarked $75 million for a short-term intervention program for vulnerable persons. Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer told Parliament on Tuesday that the initiative is in response to the economic challenges being encountered by vulnerable groups, noting that funds have been provided in the ministry's budget to finance the program. Last year, a similar sum was made available by the government, with some 3,500 poor households benefiting from the intervention.
In implementing this program, the same methodology used last year will be adopted. Each member of parliament will again be allocated $1 million and will receive a letter that provides details of the project along with the prescribed form for the submission of beneficiaries' names and projects.
The intervention program will be undertaken during the remainder of the financial year, and all members of parliament must take their recommendations to the ministry by March 2015. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the time has come for Jamaica to exercise its political sovereignty by replacing the Privy Council with the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, as the country's final appellate court. The minister was making his contribution to the debate on the CCJ bills in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Mr. Hilton noted that the question of access to justice has been one of the major reasons spurring Jamaicans to move away from final appeals to the Privy Council.
It cannot be acceptable that I, as a Jamaican citizen, am forced to obtain a visa to visit my constitutionally mandated final court of appeal. Not all CSME territories have this disadvantage. And further, there is no secret that the process for obtaining such a visa is not only tedious, but also very costly and time-consuming.
He added that it is also the experience of many a Jamaican citizen that there is no guarantee that a visa will be issued.
The result, Mr. Speaker, is that there is no guarantee that a Jamaican citizen appealing to the Privy Council will be able to participate in their appeal by being present at the hearing of the matter.
This, Minister Hilton argued, is unacceptable and inappropriate. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.